is LBC London News.
5:23 right now in the capital. Our top story today. Latest figures show that every health trust in the capital missed their accident and emergency waiting time target in December. Nationally, just 86.2% of A&E patients were seen within 4 hours. It's the worst figure on record. Their target is 95%. Former Health Minister Norman Lamb has told LBC London News it's clear the health service needs more funding.
I want what we call an NHS and care convention to be set up by the government so that we engage the public in a mature discussion about how much we're prepared to pay as a country in order to ensure that we get access to good quality healthcare. I think that's really important. And I think actually, ultimately, people are prepared to pay a bit more.
In other news, the outgoing Met Police Commissioner has told us here in LBC London News that he expects President Trump's state visit to take place around June, although Number 10 says no date's been set. Here's what he said this morning.
I mean, first of all, I think President Trump's coming around June, isn't it? I think that's the plan. And at the moment, of course, people are concerned there might be lots of protests. There have been protests already. I mean, we had about 10 days ago, about 20,000 people turned up on Whitehall, all very peaceful.
Let's go straight to Washington and our US correspondent, Simon Marks. A very good evening to you, Simon. Is there a date set in Mr. Trump's diary yet?
No, not one that the White House has disclosed publicly. News of things like that tend to come out, you know, when the White House is ready to publicise them. We had an example of that just yesterday. Canadian journalists had heard that Justin Trudeau might be coming to Washington, and they asked the White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer if he had anything to announce, and he said no, he didn't. And just a matter of an hour or so ago, we all learnt that, in fact, Justin Trudeau will be here on Monday, following Theresa May and the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe into the Oval Office. Shinzo Abe will be here on Friday, but no word yet on the timing of any state visit. We do know that President Trump will be attending a NATO summit that is due to be held in Brussels in late May, so he'll be in the neighbourhood, but whether they combine that with the state visit or not, we'll have to wait and see.
Sounds like it was quite an extraordinary slip of the tongue from the outgoing Met Police Commissioner then. Let's look at another of the top stories across the pond then, Simon. America's Attorney General has been sworn in.
Yes, he has. Sworn in by President Trump in the Oval Office just a matter of an hour or so ago. Jeff Sessions walks through the doors of the Department of Justice to become the top law enforcement official here in the United States. He had a bruising confirmation hearing by 52 votes to 47 votes in the U.S. Senate. He was confirmed in his post. That is an unprecedented level of dissent to be registered for anyone trying to become Attorney General of the United States. It follows, of course, the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, having to break the deadlock and cast the deciding vote when Betsy DeVos was trying to become Education Secretary. She ultimately succeeded. But basically, the Senate is sending a message to the White House with a couple of these appointments, and Jeff Sessions' confirmation hearing focused on his civil rights record and questions about that. The Democrats and a couple of Republicans are sending messages to the White House that they don't think much of some of Donald Trump's cabinet picks.
Let's look at what's happening with Trump and John McCain. They're not getting on at all, are they?
This is where we get a chance, Chris, to play a game of spot the difference. It's a shame we don't have some LBC London News T-shirts or something to give away. See if you
some showbiz music.
Yes, exactly. See if you can spot the difference between what the White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer had to say about that botched US raid on Yemen 10 days ago. Here was what he had to say about it last week.
You never want to call something a success 100% when someone's hurt or killed, and that was the case here.
That's what he said last week. Now see if you can spot the difference between that and what he said yesterday.
It's absolutely a success. And I think anyone who would suggest it's not a success does disservice to the life of Chief Ryan Owens.
Do you know who suggested it wasn't a success? Senator John McCain, who is increasingly becoming and projecting himself as the de facto leader of the Republican opposition to Donald Trump up on Capitol Hill. Within the course of the last few hours, Donald Trump has taken to Twitter to criticize John McCain for suggesting that the raid in Yemen, which cost at least 23 lives, including many civilians, plus the life of an 8-year-old 16-year-old girl who was killed when the Navy SEALs in Yemen came under a much greater intensity of firefights than they expected. Donald Trump on Twitter this morning, Senator McCain should not be talking about the success or failure of a mission to the media. It only emboldens the enemy. He's been losing so long, he doesn't know how to win anymore. Absolutely no love lost at all between President Trump and John McCain, a former Republican presidential candidate. And John McCain looks set to be a persistent thorn in the president's side over the next 4 years.
How long do you think, using your expert knowledge, that Sean Spicer will stay in his role as White House press secretary? Because it does seem to be clang after clang, doesn't it?
He was described yesterday by Chris Saliza, who's a Washington Post columnist here in town, as the man who's got the worst job in Washington. And, you know, I think, to be fair to Sean Spicer, it is an extraordinarily difficult position to be in, where every single day you are being asked to explain every single thing that the president has either said or tweeted, especially when you have a president who is so enamoured by social media that he does seem willing to say anything he feels like saying on Twitter any time of the day or night. And so it's an incredibly difficult position for him to be in. There will be those who say he could have made a better fist of it. Among them, we believe, the President of the United States, because we do now know that the White House is actively seeking a new Director of Communications. It's possible that Sean Spicer survives as White House Press Secretary, but it's also perfectly possible that we will soon see him depart the podium and be replaced by someone else who will then have the worst job in Washington.
And just finally, Simon, a major breach of ethics, which
yes,
might not surprise some over here across the pond. Ivanka Trump, her fashion line.
Yes.
I heard you on Jim Diamond's show this morning on Breakfast. It's an extraordinary story, this one.
It is. So Ivanka Trump had a fashion line, still has a fashion line, although she's supposed now to have separated herself from the business that bears her name, because she and her husband Jared Kushner have moved here to Washington, D.C., and they are both playing a role helping her father govern. Yesterday, speaking of Twitter, on Twitter, Donald Trump launched a tirade against one of the country's most popular department stores, Nordstrom's. It's kind of like John Lewis's over here, and said that they had behaved terribly by deciding to stop selling Ivanka Trump's fashion line. They say they took the decision because of sluggish sales. The White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer yesterday suggested they'd done it for political reasons, because they didn't agree with the president's executive order on immigration. There is absolutely no evidence to suggest that that's why they did it. Either way, this has become a very big issue here, with sales of Ivanka Trump's fashion brand flagging. And a few hours ago, one of President Trump's top advisers was appearing on the Fox News Channel. Now, bear in mind, Kellyanne Conway is paid by the American taxpayer, and she was speaking from the White House briefing room, which is also paid for by the American taxpayer. And this is the shopping advice that she offered to viewers of Fox.
Go buy Ivanka's stuff is what I would tell. I'm going to go get some on myself today.
Go buy Ivanka's stuff. That immediately has pricked up the ears of government ethics lawyers, because public servants here, of which she is one, are not allowed to promote specific products or brands. And yet that is clearly what she was doing there. Go buy Ivanka's products. So Kellyanne Conway is in a degree of difficulty over that, and it's being seen as another unprecedented step being taken here by the Trump White House.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Simon Marks, our US correspondent, live from Washington.